profesor.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Join Broken Pencil Magazine for our annual fair of zine culture and independent arts, Canzine West, happening Saturday, November 5th from 1 to 7 p.m. at SFU Woodwards. The fair features over 200 exhibitors of zines, comics, and other underground print weirdness from Vancouver and beyond. Plus, our panel, How to Use Zines and Self-Publishing to Advance Your Cause, featuring activists and creators from Megaphone Magazine, the Vancouver Public Library, and more. We will also be listening to our radical readers in the chill and cozy confines of a blanket fort, featuring Adele Barclay, Carly Baker, and more. Entry is free all day long. Come discover new underground works and support DIY culture from across the West Coast.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Hey there! This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham. Music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even gonna last. Hey. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Queer Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Tyler.
My name is Derek Duncan.
This is Radio Zero, heard every Friday from 2 till 3:30 p.m. We've decided this is the 600th airing of this program.
It's been 600 shows.
It's 600 shows, I think. I think I've been here for at least 400 of them. I've been here for 500 of them.
500 of them, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I have anyways. I probably look like I have. You look like shit. I feel a lot better after that homeostasis shot we did at the
That's
juice place.
An important part of living.
Yeah.
If you're ever at Glory Foods or Glory Juice Co.
Juice Co.
Yeah, Juice Company. Yeah. They've got these little glass vials full of. What is it?
I don't know. This is the best way to. It tastes like GHB.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an oil. It's like a little kind of oily, briny solution. It looks like something you put in one of those like hypo sprays in Star Trek where they put the little pods in, then they shoot someone in the neck and make them all better.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a thing you do that with, but you just rip the top off and pour it in your mouth.
Yeah,
it's unnecessarily kind of like a scientific looking, but maybe that's kind of what made me want to drink it in the first place.
Yeah, I think that's the way they're marketing it.
I think
they could charge $12 for it, and I'd probably still want to buy it.
If they had a guy with one of those little psh guns that they have on Star Trek,
mm-hmm.
I'd pay even more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, have you ever heard of getting B12 shots? It's like it's a pretty common thing with like a. With like serious athletes, like pre-race, they'll get like a B12 shot into their calf.
Yeah,
and I guess that just like really amps shit up.
Huh.
So maybe if we shot that next time into our calves,
I bet you if we put it right into our blood, I was confused about it at first. Like I thought it was something we put into my blood or that I had to smash or something. I didn't really understand how to work it. But fortunately, Derek was there and he knew how it worked.
I'm experienced with these sort of, witch doctor supplements.
If you want to get a hold of us, we apparently definitely can't answer the phone. We've learned that last week. There is no indicator in the studio that the phone is ringing, except if I
just stare at the
mixing console
at the board.
If Derek stares directly at the mixing console for the entire show, he might realize that someone's calling because a little cue light shows up on the board.
But I wouldn't count on that.
I wouldn't hold your breath. The best way to contact us, if you really want to, is through Twitter. You can hit us up at Radio Zero Radio on the Twitter, or at is your Twitter handle still Cellular Telephone?
No, it's Cellular Telly.
Cellular Telly. So at Cellular Telly, or at Radio Zero Radio, and that's we'll be able to communicate effectively through Twitter. But definitely not. Don't call. We'll call you if you want us. If you want to talk on the radio, just tweet at us. Let us know you want to talk, and then we'll hook something up. And if you want to talk about vitamin shots, your views on whether or not I was telling Derek the vitamin C is not real today. So is that a thing?
Yeah, I'm still feeling a little shattered about that.
So maybe you can let us know if that's a real thing or not. Yeah, so let's just get into the swing of things here. So yeah, don't call 604-822-2487.
Unless you really have to.
Unless you really have to. In which case,
Don't hold your breath.
Don't hold your breath. Shout out to Art. Shout out to Cam. Shout out to Sophie.
Shout out to Aaron Smith, who is at the doctor getting dick pills right now.
Sick. What kind of dick pills?
He just said dick pills.
Oh, cool. Water pills?
Or I think just dick pills.
Okay. Alright. Shout out to your doctor. Shout out to Sam Broadcaster for just randomly playing independent synthesizer pop music from the University of British Columbia, Canada. Sam Broadcaster.
Thank you.
listening to the sounds of Bill Lopez from Estonia. The song is called Wopa Kadabra. It's coming out soon. Enjoy it. We'll be right back. This is Derek speaking. We're looking for a current event or just basically a general topic for Tyler and I to discuss. So either tweet at us at Radio Zero or at Cellular Telly and, or, you know, call in.
You can call. Chances are we probably won't be able to answer the phone because we're just not going to see that you're calling. But if you want it, you can give it a shot at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. And if we can see the cue button on the board blinking, we'll pick it up. But yeah, the best option is definitely at Radio Zero Radio on the Twitter or on our Facebook pages, maybe.
Or you could text my direct line.
You could text Derek directly.
I don't remember my phone number, so I'm just going to bring that up really quick. Direct line is 604-318-1369. That number again, 604-318-1369.
If you want to text Derek directly.
Directly.
Or call. You can even call him directly.
Calling's better.
Yeah, calling's probably better.
And if you're calling, just use a funny voice. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so we've received our first recommendation for conversation from a Twitter user named RJ5000. He says, can you guys talk about your best friends and what you like best about having friends and hanging out? Tyler, you want to start this one?
I think you got to take this from the top. You've had time to think about it.
So my favorite thing about my best friend, actually, ironically, the guy who sent this in is one of my best friends. And, he's got a real penchant for shaving his head with a Bic razor before he leaves the house. And for a couple of years, he would send me photos or just short videos of him shaving his head that made me feel really uncomfortable and a little queasy. And my favorite part about our friendship is he stopped doing this recently, so I no longer have to look at these videos or just still images of him shaving his head. And he would just have this real deadpan look on his eyes while he was doing it.
RJ would send you videos of him shaving his own head?
Yeah. Like, very frequently.
Were they in regular speed or in slow motion or what?
I don't know. I usually try to avoid watching them, but I'm just happy that he stopped sending them. Does that answer the question? Twitter user RJ5000?
That's your favorite thing about best friends?
Yeah, about
RJ
best friends.
Shaving his head.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think my favorite thing about having best friends is just going shopping with them, and like going to cafes.
Yeah, you know what? Just catching up. That's actually a really great part about having a best friend. When you're like, "What have you been doing?" and they're like, "Well, I've just been up to this," and you're like, "Well, that's interesting.
You want to try this new product with me?"
Yeah, and then like you try whatever seasonal latte is on offer, or you know, maybe you have a remineralization shot like Tyler and I did today. Get your homeostasis in check.
I saw the word homeostasis in the description, the bio of this shot, and I really.
Do you know what homeostasis means?
It means like when all of your systems are working in alignment and in non-conflicting ways. So like everything, like in your homeostasis state in your body is when all of your systems are like lined up and working together, like synchronized. So you kind of want to be there.
Trying to be there right now.
Yeah, trying to be there right now.
Let's get there.
Or if you have your own description or definition of homeostasis, shout out to at Radio Zero Radio, or call that number we just gave you.
Which again is 604-822-CITR.
All right, this is Radio Zero. Yo, shout out to Teen Days in the Valley. What up? Listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, live from the University of British Columbia.
Canada.
You can stream online if you haven't discovered that option yet and you want to. Get us from your mobile device, CITR.ca. If you want to try calling the booth, you can, 604-822-CITR. Best bet is just to call Derek's cell phone.
The number again is 604-318-1369.
Or just really the best option is to hit us up on Twitter, which a lot of people have been, at Radio Zero Radio or at Cellular Telly. And they've got some questions for us, some topics we can cover on the show today. Tron would like to know if we can be their friend.
Bit of a loaded question. I don't know anything about you.
Don't know anything about Tron except for that Tron is possibly a Vancouver Canucks fan. I've garnered that from reading one extra tweet on their account. But yeah, you know what? I'm up for anything, really.
Tron, tell us a bit about yourself, and you know, maybe at the end of the episode, I'll be able to make a more educated decision.
Yeah.
But as for now, I mean, no, I can't say whether or not it's just. It's too loaded.
Yeah. Area local pop musician Teen Days has asked us a couple of questions here. Shout out to Teen Days from the Valley.
Everybody loves the Valley.
I like it there. It's pleasant.
Is that Okanagan?
I think the Abbotsford Valley. I'm not sure if it's... I don't know. Teen Days, do you live in Abbotsford or that region?
He's not going to be able to answer.
Right now. I mean, maybe we can.
Okay, yeah.
To the Twitter. So we're doing a little back and forth here through social media. Okay, so what Teen Days like to know is he's locked in from the Valley. I got a situation, been posing to his non-veggie friends lately. If we had to give up one of the following, which would it be? Burgers, tacos, pizza, or wings? And I guess why? Derek, do you have any thoughts on burgers, pizza, tacos, or wings?
I'm gonna have to go for the one that I eat the least amount, which would be burgers.
Yeah.
I've gone out for chicken wings 3 times this week. I'm not sure why, but yesterday was my 3rd time having chicken wings, so I don't think I could give those up as easily. Pizza, love the stuff. Tacos, couldn't imagine living without them. Burgers, you're out.
All right.
I feel like your answer might be a bit different, Tyler.
Mine's going to be... I initially thought pizza because, sadly, I'm eating less and less dairy these days. That's not the sad part. The sad part is that when I do eat it, it's pretty hard on my system.
Yeah.
And cheese is a big component of pizza, and I don't know what else to put on there. Sans, you know. So that's maybe something I have to stop eating. But it bums me out. If I had to give up one with minus any sort of, like... physical, you know, reasons for mental reasons, I would say tacos, because I've definitely lived with them the least amount of my life, and I like going for tacos, but I don't like wake up and start jonesing like, oh, I really gotta call the taco guy, you know.
Okay.
And also for a vegetarian option, in case we needed to go that route, If we were vegetarians, what would you give up? Guacamole or hummus? Which would be easier for you to give up?
Guacamole would be easier for me to give up because it's less versatile than hummus. Are these the really just like tactile, hard-hitting answers you want? Or do you want me to give fluffier ones?
I want hard-hitting, tactile answers.
Yeah. No, the other day, actually, I dipped pizza into hummus at home, which is like some decadent leftover handle.
Were you
know
high?
What? Yeah, I was high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it taste like GHB?
No, actually, it was pretty spectacular. I mean, it's like the logic that you mix two good things and you make a better thing.
Yeah, that's always, multi-juicing always works out for everyone in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep them coming, RJ5000. We've been getting lots of Cultus Lake. That's the Teen Days zone. Cultus Lake, you know what? I floated all the way across it 2 summers ago in a floating chair just by myself.
That wasn't the one with the mattress.
No, that was when you and me floated
across.
That was
Brom.
That was Klein Lake. But I was inspired after our float across Klein Lake to see if I could take it to the next level at Cultus Lake there. And it was like summer rental out on that lake. There was just people zipping by with their, like, you know, water skiing and wakeboarding. And I'm out in just an inflatable chair in like a pink swimsuit in the middle of the lake by myself, just kind of like waving myself across. Waving my hands into the water.
Oh.
And slowly, it took me, it wasn't as slow as our trek across Klein. It only took maybe, I don't know, just shy of 2 hours to get to the other shore and back.
I believe there was a third question that was craft beer related.
Oh, yeah, right. Craft beer related. Sorry, I got a bit sidetracked there because I'm so excited about Cultus Lake. What is the, Tron, our potential new friend, would like to know what is the best winter craft beer in Vancouver?
Ooh, I got it. I'm going to give
or
you
actually,
two
answers. What's the best winter craft beers in Vancouver is how it is phrased.
So I was at the Denman Liquor Store in the Denman Place Mall the other day. That's what it's called, Denman Place?
That new one, yeah.
The new one.
The new big beer store.
Great selection.
Great selection, okay.
They had 3 Mortal Kombat beers, Mortal Kombat the video game.
What?
They've entered the craft beer market, and they had 3 types of craft beers, and I'm going to say just real hot take. Haven't tried any of them, but those are the best winter craft beers.
Mortal Kombat.
And they're all in Imperial style, so they're quite strong. So I,
like 9%?
Yeah.
Like that's good for the winter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really get your buzz on.
And if you're feeling lonely and you look at the bottle and Raiden is on the bottle, instantly.
Electrifying.
And a flush of childhood memories.
Yeah. I had so many memories.
I'm just imagining, like a commercial from Mortal Kombat beer, and they, you know, they're drinking it, and they're like, "Finish it!" instead of
finish it.
You know.
Get over here.
Yeah.
Get over here and finish this.
If the marketing director for Mortal Kombat Microbrewery is listening, my phone number is 604. Sorry, just a second here. Just got this number. 604-318-1369. I'm employed at the moment, but if the offer was good enough, hey, I'm your man.
Ready to work at the Mortal Kombat Brewery.
Yeah, why not?
What, Anthony Bourdain is having some interesting words to say about craft beer recently.
Yeah.
He said it was turning people into zombies.
That's true.
It's kind of true.
I mean, it's sort of sucking the fun out of just going and having a beer.
Talking to your friends and catching up.
Yeah, instead of just drinking like 9 4-ounce glasses of like some barrel-aged whatever.
I don't know if this is sad or happy, a man just by himself with a sampler row of brews that are taking Instagram pics of it.
Could be the spice of life.
Could be the best thing ever, or could be something that I wouldn't want to do. I don't know.
Yeah, Anthony Bourdain, you might just be getting old.
Maybe Anthony Bourdain's just bitter.
Yeah.
He's an old guy, and he likes rock and roll music.
Probably loves lager.
Probably is jaded. Yeah. Yeah, hit us up on Twitter, at Radio Zero Radio. Thanks for the questions so far, guys. Dylan, our friend Coton, of Pacific Rhythm and Normal's Welcome, would like to know what are our favorite things about Dylan.
I really wish my friends would stop trying to make this radio show about them.
Yeah. would that be your least favorite thing?
Yeah,
about Dylan?
I'd say the same thing for both Dylan and RJ. You're self-centered, and I'm sick of hearing your shit. Favorite things would be everything else.
Everything
You're
else.
You're both special.
Very, very pleasing, calm attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I would say. I like their attitudes.
Okay, well, should we play some music?
Let's get back to some music here.
We've been listening to the entire A-side of the new Acting Press record.
Oh, nice.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
For when you need to leave the drum machine at home.
Is that Cedric and...
This is just Cedric's solo record.
Just Cedric on his own.
C3D.
Man, shout out to Cedric. I haven't seen that guy in a long time. I miss that dude.
Yeah, shout out to Cedric.
All right, guys. Hit us up on the Twitter at Radio Zero Radio. You're tuned into CITR. This is Radio Zero Radio. I'm Tyler, and I'm here with Derek all day. To Logan, West 4th. Oh no, I guess Logan's on West 12th now. Shout out to Logan. Yo, shout out to Matt and Lior out at the Canadian Motion Picture Park. Shout out to Frequency. This is Radio Zero. We're freaking out. Shout out to Estonia. This is a group called Tornado with their cover of Kraftwerk's Das Modell out of 1979. Okay, this song is cool because they didn't have any synthesizers or drum machines, so Mart, the singer, sang the song through a phaser pedal to create a cosmic effect. Hope you enjoy. listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is Radio Zero. I'm Tyler, and I'm here with... You can talk without your headphones on.
Derek Duncan.
This is Derek Duncan. And Derek's decided this is our 600th episode, a live airing of Radio Zero today. And we're going really just, we're going full college radio on this one, aren't we?
It's also my half birthday.
This is your half birthday. That is not at all true. Your half birthday comes at the 11th or the 10th month, right? Through the solar cycle?
I don't know, man. I'm just riffing.
Okay. Nardwar's not in today. Lloyd's going to be up. Beppy Crespin is going to be coming up after us in about 25 minutes or so. Just want to say thanks for tuning in, you guys, and thanks for all the Twitter questions, giving us some stuff to talk about, some true life stories. We haven't even really told any true life stories except for the one about us going to the juice store today.
Yeah, why don't you tell one about a birthday party that went not as planned?
Okay, I'll have to think about that for, give me 5 minutes. Let's put on some more.
And if anybody has a better topic of conversation for Tyler or, you know.
Yeah, if you want to hear the true life story about my life, hit us up, give us a topic, and I'll think of something. I've got a story about something, I'm sure. Something has happened to me. Derek, maybe too.
Yeah.
At Radio Zero Radio, or that's on Twitter. Or
let's hear about your 30th birthday party.
What happened there?
I don't know.
I don't think anything happened. I went to the beach. It was very pleasant. Okay. This is Jerry and the Holograms on Radio Zero.
Oh, I'm telling you. boy.
Yo, shout out to Salmon and Natalie. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
All right, how's people in the party? How's people in the party?
Shout out to Stella. We'll get you in the mix here one of these days.
Now maybe I'm too good for you. Whoa. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now.
Just hear me.
listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Tyler.
My name is Derek.
And this has been allegedly the 600th episode of Radio Zero. Like I say, thanks everyone for tuning in. Thanks people on Twitter for giving us questions we could answer. And, you know, we're here to help. Shout out to that homeostasis shot that I took earlier. I feel great. I feel really, really like I've achieved as much homeostasis as I could possibly achieve today in a day like today after drinking some craft brews with you yesterday. Shout out to Mortal Kombat Craft Brewery. We haven't tried it yet, but I'm sure it's gonna be great. Shout out to Twitter user RJ5000. You really were active in the community today. Shout out to area pop musician Teen Days in Cultus Lake. Thanks for tuning in, Stella. Thanks for tuning in, Aaron Smith. Hopefully you got a new job today. Hopefully everything worked out for you. Solomon and Natalie, tonight Fit Athletic Club's going down at the Vancouver Art and Leisure Space. That's an option. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Tron, our new friend. Shout out to you. Matt and Lior, thanks for tuning in, guys. Hope you're having a great afternoon out there at the Canadian Motion Picture Park. Logan, shout out to Logan. Levi, thanks for tuning in as always. DJ Leaves. David, thank you for tuning in. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Telling the truth and doing everything right. Holly, thanks for tuning in as always. Hopefully I get to see you this weekend. Mark Romick, I think you've tuned in. Shout out to Mark. Regardless,
I'd like to give a quick plug to a party happening tomorrow.
All right,
at Vancouver Art and Leisure. Tin Man from Vienna, he'll be playing live. He's excellent.
Yeah,
real sweetheart.
He's playing live.
He's playing live. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
His live set is really
gonna
something
wanna
else.
Not, gonna want to not miss that.
Seb Wildblood, I think he's from England. Sounds about right.
Sounds right.
And. Local DJ Coton. He'll be warming things up.
Heard of that guy.
Yeah, great guy. I think there's a few other people on the bill.
Great attitude.
I apologize for not having the event open in front of me at the moment, but it's going to be a killer show.
Absolutely.
And then next weekend, we have Anthony Naples here from New York for, I think, I don't remember how many TripAdvisor sessions there's been, but there's been more than one.
Say this is the sixth one.
Sure, this is the 600th TripAdvisor.
This is the 600th. I think it's got to be the sixth or the seventh one.
Yeah. Great party I do with Coton. Yeah, you can buy tickets on leisure.events. You can buy tickets for tomorrow night on leisure.events as well. It's the sixth. I've just received confirmation. Sixth TripAdvisor.
I was right?
You were right.
Hell yeah.
I was way off. 600 is...
You were 594 off. That's a lot for you. You're pretty good about this kind of stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Tin Man at Val. That's going to be... I really need to not go to a show this weekend, but I'm probably going to go to that.
I'm not going to go.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to go to Whistler.
Oh, have a cheeky spa day?
Cheeky spa day, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're gonna pull the shoot on this one and go to Whistler for real this time?
Yeah, for real. Actually, we've already got the Airbnb. Yeah, I've just received word from Coton that he's gonna put you on the list, Tyler. So, if you don't come,
thanks, Dylan. I tried to buy a ticket this morning for the show actually, but I lost my Visa card this week. I don't know where it is, and I don't remember the CCV number, so I couldn't. Do an online transaction.
So if anyone out there has Tyler's Visa card,
it's in the Van City ATM ate it and then shut down.
But if you find the Visa card,
if you find it, yeah,
just please give me a call at 604-318-1369.
Just call Derek at 318-1369.
1369.
1369. Sorry, if you have my Visa card, it's green. Continuing on with these shoutouts. Shout out to Steve G. Shout out to Matt and Carly at the Blueprint office. Hope you guys are having a great afternoon. Shout out to my gay husband. How's the new truck, homie? I hope it's good. I hope it's better than the last one. The last one was great, but I hope that it's always good to have better stuff. Who knows? Shout out to Duffin's Donuts. Shout out to Sean Williams and everyone else. If we've missed anyone, Nigel, Kaylee, I don't know. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Hope everyone has a great weekend and, stay safe out there. Thanks for tuning in. We'll have this up on the Mixcloud if you want to hear me and Derek talk over a bunch of challenging avant-garde music. It'll be there for eternity at mixcloud.com/RadioZeroCanada. Derek, any parting words?
If the women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy.
I think that's a thing. Yeah, that's great. Great advice.
That was William Eberhardt, I believe.
I thought it was Noam Chomsky.
Noam Chomsky.
It was Noam Chomsky.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty sure of that. All right, guys, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Friday. Stay tuned for Beppe Crespin live from the Edge.
CITR FM 101.9. Vancouver.